Now, thanks to Harley Heaven, our good mate Matty Johns, test rider Harley Davidson at Harley Heaven, Blacktown and Tempe. Hello, Matty.
Hey, Jules. Hello, Fletchy.
Hello, Matthew. How are you, mate? How did you recover from, because last I saw you on Sunday night, yeah, and you was running across the road into the casino, and I bailed the other way. How did you go?
Yeah. Look, I'm still recovering a little bit, Fletch. That was massive. As you know, like, when we finished, a big one Friday, big one Saturday, tough day Sunday, you know, getting up for the show, and then we decided to go and have a few beers. And, mate, there were that many people Queensland drunk in Brisbane. Like, if when we walked, I went into the casino with Gordy, and, mate, it was just, a bloke got me straight in a headlock, and I went, it's time to go home.
Wasn't
tail
Gordy
between the legs.
Gordy was keen, though, wasn't he? He loves that. He just loves that city area.
I said, look, I've got to go, Gordy. And he said, mate, I'm so disappointed in the city tonight. That's what he said about his own city, as if it was his own house. But, of course, of course he doesn't pay for anything in Brisbane.
No. Well, yes, he does. Tell the listeners what he pays for.
Oh, look, massages. Yeah. That's about it, I think.
Everything else is free, including those incontinence nappies.
Guarantees.
Hey, Matthew, there's talk that, and you were on the ground, so you were at ground zero. There was talk that it might be moved from Brisbane. Well, the next year, definitely in Brisbane, but after that, do you think they deserve it? Because I just can't see anywhere else in the world they have it. They should have it.
Well, Fletch, the great thing about Brisbane, it's the epicentre of rugby league. Right? That's my opinion. The moment you get off the plane there, it's just all about the football. It's like descending on a city that's hosting the Super Bowl. Everything, you know, every pub, every party, every function is about the rugby league there. And so, look, I mean, with the new stadium opening, I can sort of see that at Moore Park, but Sydney's just so spread out. You know, that's the problem with Sydney. It's so spread. And the epicentre of rugby league in Sydney is Western Sydney. And so I just don't think it works as well, anywhere near as well as it does in Brisbane, for anywhere else. People say Melbourne, mate, Melbourne's not a rugby league city. Mm. You know, you're going to be overshadowed by the AFL there. Possibly New Zealand, Eden Park, there's a possibility. But at the moment, the only place that I would consider, apart from Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane, would be Townsville.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But the problem with Townsville, it's so small, you keep running into the same people. So if we, I mean, after Friday night, when you were swapping shirts with those Japanese tourists, you may run into the Japanese tourists again on the Saturday, and you would be quite, not embarrassed, because I don't see you get embarrassed, but you might be a little bit awkward.
Didn't that descend into madness? Oh. So we found this, so people know, we just found this bar that was nice and quiet. And we're sitting having a quiet drink. And then we sort of looked down to this other part where there was no one there but a DJ and a couple of loose units. So we just went out there and just started building. And, mate, next minute, I don't know, next minute I woke up in the morning with someone's shirt on. I said, what is this? And because I went out in one of my favourite shirts, and suddenly I got this double-sized white shirt on with a kebab stain at the front. And my wife said, don't you remember? You swapped it with a Japanese tourist. And, I can't remember, but if he is listening, I want my shirt back.
It was not once. It was a group. It was like a dance-off.
Yeah.
It was like that Run DMC, you know, that film clip.
Yeah, we...
It's like that. Yeah. No.
The other one.
Yeah, and you went in, you say you got served right at the end of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So, but Matty was just... And I've worked Matty out. Matty wears a necklace. And he wears it under his shirt, but when he's ready to go out and dance, he takes it out and it goes on the outside of the shirt. So it swings around when he cuts it up.
Like Saturday Night Fever.
Yes.
That's what it is. You're right. Righto. I met up with these young blokes from far north Queensland who I was just rocking along, having a great time with. Then the Japanese tourists come in. So I brought both gangs together and we're having a massive dance-off. And I swapped shirts apparently with the young bloke from far north Queensland, which point I put on, and then swapped his shirt to the Japanese tourist. So we're just playing sort of shirt tag. Anyway, it was a great night.
It was a great night.
I think.
No, it was a beauty. Let's talk about the footy tonight, Matthew.
Yep.
So the Knights got Anthony Milford in at six, but for the Broncos, Adam Reynolds is out. I mean, it's obviously great for Newcastle. Do you think Reynolds being out is enough for the Knights to get the victory?
Look, I think it is, Fletch. I think that, look, even with Adam in, I had a feeling, look, I saw Brisbane winning, but I reckon the Knights just getting off the canvas last week and starting to get some players back. Milford on debut will give them a little bit of a lift, I think. I thought probably, you know, Brisbane in a tight one, you know, with Newcastle being at home, but now with Adam Reynolds out. See, this is the thing always with the Broncos. The Broncos have always had a great pack of forwards and they've had very good outside backs. But what they've lacked is a steering wheel. And Adam Reynolds has arrived there and had a far bigger... I knew he'd make a difference. But I thought, well, if they can creep into the eight, he's done a remarkable job. And look, they're looking five in a row. He's playing in career best form, and he's transformed the Broncos. It's without a doubt, you know, people asking, is it the best sign of the season? I reckon, Fletch, it could be one of the best signings we've seen in the last decade of the game. You know, if his run of form and the Broncos' winning streak continues. So with him out... it gives Newcastle a big chance because I reckon I think it'll affect the Broncos mentally.
Yeah, Frizzell and Gagai back too for your boys.
Big ins. Yeah. Really big ins. Yeah, so I can see the Knights causing an upset in this one.
The whole Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, Trent Barrett circus, Matty, how have you digested it all?
Well, Jules, we saw it coming, really. I mean, there was... The general talk around was that when Gus took over the training session a few weeks back and took the whistle and Trent stood on the sidelines, a lot of us thought, okay, this is the beginning and the end. They said, no, we invited Gus to come in, but the tom-toms were beating. And, you know, they had the good win there, but, you know, they lost to the Knights and then shortly, you know, soon after, it's over. And I don't know, it's hard to get your head around it, whether he quit and it was all his doing and said, I'm out. Otherwise, I'll get the feeling it might have been a bit of a wink-wink, nudge-nudge. I think you might have to fall on your sword here. But, yeah, whichever way... I tell you what it's really proven is at the time that they gave Dean Pay the arse and got rid of him, at the time we're going, Jesus, you know, I thought Dino was doing a good job. Well, what it's proven now is Dino was doing an outstanding job. He had a weaker roster. Yeah. And he was coaching at 33% and improving. So looking back now, that was a crazy decision from the Bulldogs. And now the question is, who takes the job? The one that I reckon stands out, the guy that they would like is Cameron Seraldo. I think he should stay a million miles away from it. Same with Jason Rolls. Mick Potter's been given the interim job. If he does a really good job at it and makes a go and turns their form around, there's an argument for Mick because he's experienced. But really, it's not a job for an up-and-coming coach. It's a job for an experienced, hard-nosed coach. And there's two blokes out there that have won competitions, got a lot of experience, pretty strong personalities in Shane Flanagan and Paul Green. I reckon one of those two blokes.
What about Toews?
Yeah. So this is the other thing, Fletch, that we sort of forget. When Toews was given the flick and replaced with Trent, it sort of shows now what a good job Toews was doing. Mm-hmm. And he got moved on. It just shows you how ruthless these clubs can be because both Jeff Toovey at the Manly and Dean Pay at the Bulldogs were two of their favourite sons. Blokes who'd, you know, bled for the club, won grand finals with the club, and yet they moved them on for Trent on both occasions. And on both occasions, it's been proven the wrong decision.
Now, Matty, if Adam Reynolds is the buy of the year, if not the decade, Chatty Townsend up there at the Cowboys, surely he's on the podium because Cowboys are flying. How do you see the game against the Storm?
I tell you what the Cowboys have done really, really, what they've done well is that they've had a couple of rough years, but it's proven, if you look through the history of the game, a lot of clubs have difficulty moving on from when their iconic number seven retires. Two best examples, Parramatta. Mate, took them more than a decade to even be considered anything like title contenders after Sturlo retired and haven't won a grand final since. And the Newcastle Knights with Joey retiring, mate, we've had a little bit of success here and there, but, man, we've been in the doldrums big time. Where the Cowboys, after a couple of rough years, you can see now they've moved on from the JT era. And, you know, what's been proven is that they've nurtured a really good crop of young players who have emerged quickly and surround them with a couple of good signings. And Townsend's done a good job. Townsend, you know, I wasn't sure if that was going to work. I thought he and Dearden played too similar. But he's done really good. And I think the proof in the pudding is not just the wins. The proof in the pudding with Townsend is how well Dearden's playing. Dearden had a really rough time at the start of his career because he was in a Broncos team that was just, you know, being demoralised every week, and he was just caught up in that. But, man, he's realising his potential now.
Yeah, and you know what? They're almost like everyone's second team at the moment because of the way they're playing their footy. I mean, everyone marvelled at the Murray-Tolunghi pass, for example. Reuben Cotter looks like a kid that's just made for Origin football as well.
Yep. Yeah. Nanai, Jeremiah Nanai.
Yeah, getting just better. Hey, the Blues.
He's one of those young back rowers you look at and just sort of, you know, that there's some blokes just burst onto the scene. You go, man, like, you know, Sonny Bill Williams was one of them, Freddie years ago, and this bloke, it's just ability to score tries off high kicks. It's incredible.
Matty, just on Origin, a few injuries for the Blues heading into Origin 1. No Cam Murray, of course, no Ryan Pappenhausen or Latrell. Who's your front runner in the centres and for 14 in particular?
Jeez. The moment you got someone in mind, suddenly, you know, they get injured. With Pappenhausen's a really big out for New South Wales. Geez, you know, with the centres, it's still a bit of a shootout. You got Talakai there. Could Tony Staggs could really play himself in, I reckon. Burton, I do like Burton because Burton on that left centre, because Burton has a combination with both Nathan Cleary, but particularly Jerome Luai on that left, won a grand final with him. And, yeah, he's a really good player. But we've got plenty of candidates there, but... But, man, Latrell's a big loss. And as I said before, so's Victor and Cam Murray. And Pappenhausen, huge loss as well. So, looking at the side, at our best 17, mate, every man his dog would put their hand up to coach New South Wales. I could walk down to my local pub and just pull one of the barflies out and could coach them to success. But now it's looking a little tighter.
Now, Matty, I'm glad you're on a Thursday as well as I am, because I'm just about to debut a new segment. So I'm going to get your thoughts. Just have a listen to the sting, first of all.
On the run home with Joel and Fletch, it's time for Off Chops with Bear's Head.
All right, Matthew. So, Matty, you know how I like
it. I think I've heard this segment before.
So, Matty, you know how I like my food? Cooking it or going to restaurants. I'm really into it. So I found this website. I found a restaurant. It's in Amsterdam.
Yep.
So bear with you. I'm just going to. This is from their website. It's the Batu Kombucha will open the Glory Hole restaurant Satan's Anus on Thursday the 12th of May in the Red Light District in Amsterdam in honour of their two new limited edition flavours. Brave visitors taste the culinary desires of Chef Freak van Noordwijk blind through a hole in the wall, which are based on the new kombucha flavours. The first new flavour is made with a rare Asian citrus Buddha's hand, and the other limited edition with the hottest pepper in the world, the Carolina Reaper pepper, also known as Satan's Anus. So do you think this might take off? Because I'd be willing to go, i.e. you don't know what's coming behind the hole in the wall, so to speak. So the Chef Freak, he stuffs the item through this hole and you're on the other side.
Yep.
I've just had a look at the website. So your hands are actually handcuffed to the back of your chair and you get slid in by the waiters to eat the food. Do you think it's got legs here in Australia, Matthew?
Well, I spoke to the owner, Ludwig, and he actually told me that not only is it going to be a franchise.
Oh, good.
He's hoping to have Satan's Anus on basically in every city and town in New South Wales and Australia, which is exciting news.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be big in Orange. I think
huge.
I reckon I reckon huge. Orange would love a bit of Satan's
anus. And apparently
the
phone number's just written on the wall as well. You can call it 24 hours a day.
Gotcha. They've done well here.
No, I think you're mixing up with something else there, Jules. Let's keep it above the board.
Only in Amsterdam. I'm no expert. Oh, see, yes, I'm no expert on the biology of fallen angels, but would Satan technically have an us?
I'm not too sure. I think it's just a play on words because when you eat it,
yes,
it's hot at one end. It's got to be hot down the other, doesn't it?
Ring stink.
Stands to reason.
It's funny. There's like I don't know why I got around to this. I like history, ancient history, but this is really ancient history. I was talking to someone the other day, and they mentioned like this. A friend's young fella mentioned the devil, and I said, "Do you know what the devil's real name is?" And he said, "No, I didn't know the devil had a name." I said, "Yes, it was Lucifer."
Mm. Oh yeah.
And I said, "Did you know that Lucifer was God's favourite angel, and it went bad?"
Yes. A bit like Judas.
Yes. And it was a little lost. He actually said, "Yeah, Batman did that once. It was good, and it went bad for a while." Yeah. And I said, "Mate, let's not get God mixed up with Batman." So there you go. Yeah.
Poison wrote a song about it too.
Poison.
Yeah. When big mama's fallen angel.
Oh.
Do you remember that, Jim?
No, you should.
Maybe get back to glory holes here,
Jules. We'll do that. Speaking of glory, have you got the 8th with you tomorrow, Matty?
We have. We've got the 8th. It's Joey's birthday today, too.
Is it? Happy birthday,
yep,
Joey.
Turned 48. He's on. We've got plenty going on. We've got Webby. We're going to talk about Trent Barrett and everything going on there. Mm-hmm. We've got Movie of the Week, which is Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh.
Sound Advice, the most Jack's coming on for the most underrated albums of the 1970s. And we'll do some game previews and whatnot, so a lot of fun.
Tune in from 9 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time.
And I'll see you tonight, Matty.
Yes.
The Late Show with Matthew Johns is on it.
Oh, we've got some good stuff left tonight.
It's good stuff. We are. Yeah. So what we've done, we shot a lot of stuff at this pub. I've forgotten a lot about the pub on Saturday. But I've had a sneak peek, and goodness me, I didn't know we did half of that stuff, Matty.
One of my neighbours turned up there. I saw him the other day, and I actually couldn't remember seeing him. He just goes, "Mate, those people in the pub were animals." And I said, "Yeah, they were. It was a long day.
They were well behaved animals.
They were good. It was a lot of fun. It just got when we hit about the 8th and 9th hour standing behind the bar, it started pouring schooners started to lose its luster.
Yeah. I know you were going really well. I was surprised at your work ethic. You were just in there.
So was I.
Yeah, no. It was very, very. Anyway, it was fun, and I'll see you tonight, Matthew.
I look forward to it. Jules,
thank
see
you,
you
Matthew.
Seabass.
Thank you, mate.
See you, Seabass.
Well, that man there is Seabass. Morning Glory's Matty Johns. Thanks to Harley Heaven.